This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
I was partially sighted, and I was aware that within the town of Monmouth, there was quite a few visually impaired people who basically were not getting what they're entitled to. 40 years ago, discrimination was far worse than it is now, and so I thought a way forward to form some sort of group that would only stand up for the rights of the visually impaired person, but also make it a social club as well. And we were actually initially called the Monmouth Self-Help Group for the Visually Impaired. As a child, I lost my left eye and had reduced vision in my right eye. In fact, I went to two schools for visually impaired, initially in Bristol and then after that in Bridgend. And at the age of 24, I was diagnosed with glaucoma, and for 26 years till about the age of 50, I was controlled with medication, but things then went worse, and subsequently, early 2000s, I went totally blind. I was elected to Monmouth Town Council in 2004, and I was subsequently mayor of the town for 3 years, from 2006 to 2009. I've luckily held down a regular job for about 25 years with Welsh Water, and I was aware that my sight was deteriorating, so I went for a couple of years to the RNC in Hereford to learn some new skills and to refresh my braille, because I hadn't done braille for about at least 40 years, but luckily I remember most of the contractions and I still have a feel for it. And I had to find something to do to occupy my time, so that's why I put myself forward for the town council. I certainly highlighted that a visually impaired or totally blind person can actually do things. I like to think that. But obviously you need support, and I'm the first to admit, you know, I've had good support from people around me, but I like to think that support was gained by the way that I've actually conducted myself and the way that I've worked. Fortunately, over the years, people have become a bit more open-minded towards all disabilities, not just visual impairment and blindness. I see my role over the years actually as somebody to educate people. People obviously have preconceived ideas of what a blind person can actually do or can't do. So all of us, you know, are visually impaired, blind, actually got to go and prove, you know, we can do things, and you've got to take notice of us. The biggest problem I had initially was finding out who was actually registered, because obviously because of confidentiality, social services were reluctant to give out any information. But fortunately, I had good contacts in what is now Site Cymru and with their social worker, and they put their clients in touch with me to form the group. And our first meeting was in a person's house. It was about six of us. And subsequently, once I knew there was sufficient interest, people were willing to be involved, which I think is very important, and they can't just leave it to one person to do everything. We actually met in a pub, and membership grew over the years, but then in the 80s, membership did dip. At one time, there's only three or four people, but then we managed, again, we used to hold like street collections and awareness days, and word of mouth got round, you know, that, you know, there actually there is a group that you might be interested, that may be able to help you, or even just socialise. Well, format we work to now is the first Thursday in the month we meet in what we call like a business meeting, where perhaps we arrange a speaker to come in, or we just let people talk about their experiences. People can help and advise, or even learn from other people's how to get around doing things. And then on the third Thursday in the month, we go for lunch somewhere. And once a year, we go to Weston, and if there's any concerts within the town, because we're very fortunate in Monmouth, we got two good theatres and amateur productions mainly, but we try and maintain the social side of things as well as, if you like, the political side of things, and we always try to ensure that the members are involved in what they do, because we're very fortunate we got a helper who really does go out her way to help us. Her late husband was blind, and we lost her out there, and we got a couple of volunteers as well. So it's a lot easier now than it was initially when I started the group, because obviously I was doing everything myself, but now we do have a great deal of help, really, and we would be lost without them. But I think it's the way the club conducts itself that attracts these volunteers, because mostly the members have MD. So there is additional needs as well, like people aren't so agile and what have you. Because what we do with our members, we say, you know, we'll collect you from the house and bring you to the venue and take you back to make sure you get home safely. We recently changed venue, which is more suitable and more accessible. And obviously, if people in the Monmouth area want to know more about the group, because we operate a three-mile radius of Monmouth, then please contact me, because the more people we can help, the more they can help us as well, so to speak.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app. We'll be right back.